Argentina's Javier Milei declares Iran our enemy in NYC tour. By Christian K. Caruso on March 10, 2026. President of Argentina Javier Milei on Monday branded Iran as an enemy of Argentina and reaffirmed his nation's support of the U.S. and Israel against the rogue Iranian Islamic regime. Milei traveled to the United States last week to participate in the announcement of President Donald Trump's Shield of the Americas counter-cartel coalition and is presently in New York for Argentina Week, a week-long event to attract investment for the South American nation. On Monday, Milei spoke at Yeshiva University in Manhattan and delivered a speech reportedly centered on his economic and foreign policies. During the speech, Milei said that he is proud to be the most Zionist president in the world and ratified Argentina's alliance with the United States and Israel as well as its support of the ongoing military operations against the Iranian regime. Milei declared that Iran is an enemy of Argentina on the grounds that the country was victim to two terrorist attacks committed by Iran's terror proxy group Hezbollah against Jewish targets in Buenos Aires during the 1990s. I'll tell you that as an Argentine, let's say, I don't like Iran very much. I mean, because they bombed us twice, one at the Amia and another at the Israeli embassy. Therefore, let's say, they are our enemies, Milei said. But I also have a strategic alliance with the United States and Israel. So I have no doubt that the United States and Israel will emerge victorious from this situation, he continued. The Argentine outlet Infobae reported that Milei dedicated a portion of his speech to praising President Trump for ending 8 wars and for working alongside Israel and efforts towards restoring democracy in Cuba and Venezuela. Milei also reportedly stated, "The world was saved by a hair's breadth, the bullet that didn't hit Trump. Today, we can clearly see what happened in Venezuela. And we can clearly see what is happening in Iran. Therefore, I have no doubt that the United States and Israel will emerge victorious from this situation," Milei said. "I have no doubt that in this way, they will continue to cut off funding to countries such as Cuba and Venezuela, which were dedicated to spreading terror. He, Trump, will finally be crowned, not only with peace in Ukraine and Russia, but the icing on the cake will be that Cuba will definitely be free and we will finally have a much better world," he continued. Milei has overseen a realignment of Argentina's foreign policy with the U.S. and Israel as its main allies, overturning nearly 2 decades' worth of socialist administrations that pushed Argentina towards Iran and other anti-U.S. regimes. The Argentine president has fiercely condemned the Iranian regime for its involvement in the July 18, 1994, bombing of the Argentine-Israeli Mutual Association, AMIA, and the 1992 bombing of the Israeli embassy in Buenos Aires, two terrorist attacks that Argentine courts found Iran, through Hezbollah, responsible for in 2024. The AMIA bombing, which left 85 dead and hundreds injured, was the deadliest terrorist attack in the Western Hemisphere prior to the September 11, 2001, attacks. Milei has overseen a realignment of Argentina's foreign policy with the U.S. and Israel as its main allies, overturning nearly 2 decades of socialist administrations that pushed Argentina towards Iran and other anti-U.S. regimes. Last week, Milei celebrated the death of Iran's supreme leader Ayatollah Ali Khamenei in an official statement in which he described Khamenei as one of the most evil, violent, and cruel people in the history of mankind, stressing that his atrocities were not only suffered by the Iranian people, but had global impact. He also recalled Iran's involvement in the 1994 and 1992 terrorist attacks in Buenos Aires. According to the Argentine courts, this was an act of international terrorism planned at the highest levels of the Iranian regime at the time and carried out by Hezbollah, the main terrorist group financed by Iran, Milei wrote. The search for justice for the 85 victims is a state policy and will continue until the last person responsible pays with their freedom or their life for such a horrific crime, he continued. Hours after his speech at Yeshiva University, Milei participated in the Al Jamaner J100 Gala, where he received the Warrior for Truth Award in recognition of his unwavering moral clarity, principled leadership, and steadfast support for Israel and the Jewish people. Speaking at the event, Milei praised the U.S. and Israel for having the courage to put an end to a regime that threatens to destabilize the world, putting the freedom of the free world at risk. Milei condemned the Iranian regime for dedicating itself to sowing fear around the globe for 40 years, financing terrorist organizations whose sole purpose was the destruction of everything considered good and sacred, reiterating Iran's involvement in the Amiya bombing and attack against the Israeli embassy in Buenos Aires. Needless to say, I extend my full support to the United States and Israel in this conflict. And I have no qualms about doing so, precisely because of something I mentioned at the opening of the regular session of the Argentine Congress. I am referring to our guiding principle when it comes to making political decisions. Morality is state policy, Milei said. Christian K. Caruso is a Venezuelan writer and documents life under socialism. You can follow him on Twitter here.